During this nativity season, or during this Advent season, we've explored some of the characters of the nativity story. And woven throughout the birth narrative of Matthew and Luke's Gospels are the names and the titles of this baby who was the king, who was the focal point of all of the scriptures. And it's important for us to notice all of the different ways in which Jesus is described, especially in these four chapters that chronicle the birth of Jesus. So in a bit of a whirlwind, I'd like to take you on a tour of these names. And we'll be going through Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2. So hopefully you can keep up. Matthew 1:1 starts off with giving us three names all in one verse. Matthew says this: "This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Now, Messiah was the word that we use to point to the one that was anointed and empowered by God to deliver his people. The Messiah was chosen by God to be the king of the Jews, and he would defeat the enemies. Jesus, the Messiah, or the Christ, which is the, another name for Messiah, Jesus was this anointed one. The son of David was used of him to describe the one who would come to fulfill the promise that God had given 1,000 years prior, the promise that a king would rise from the line of David and reign on David's throne forever. Jesus, the son of David, was proof that God keeps his promises. And then this phrase, the son of Abraham. This was a term for the one who would come to fulfill God's promise of 2,000 years, that through the offspring of Abraham, all of the nations would be blessed. Jesus, the son of Abraham, was the fulfillment of this promise. Matthew 1:21 says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Jesus actually means the Lord saves, or the Lord is salvation. And for anyone who realizes the need to be rescued from their sins, there is no other name under heaven upon which we can call. There is no other name by which we can be saved. There is no other name like the name of Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:23 says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us, was used to describe the one who would come to be the fulfillment of God's promise of 700 years, that God himself would come and dwell with his people. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is now God in the flesh dwelling among us. Matthew 2:2 says this: "Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" Now this phrase, king of the Jews, we're most familiar with it because it's the words that Pilate posted on the sign that was placed above the cross of Christ. But the wise men knew, even at his birth, that this baby, he was a king. And he was a king so special that he even had his own star. Can we name one ruler in the history of the world that ever had anything compared to that? King Jesus had a star because he created the stars, and King Jesus knows each of those stars by name. Matthew 2:6 says, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Now this is part of a 700-year-old promise from the prophet Micah. And it reveals that the one who would come would be a governor, a judge, a monarch, an emperor, a ruler. Jesus rules the world with truth and grace, and makes his nation and makes his the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Micah also predicted that this ruler would be like a shepherd, like one who protects, guides, and nurtures sheep who tend to stray. Jesus declared, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And even at his birth, it was declared what kind of ruler Jesus would be. For Jesus is the chief shepherd. Matthew 2:23 says this, "And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene." Nazarene. Jesus would be known as a native of this tiny town of Nazareth, an obscure, insignificant place, a place of which it could be said later, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And the answer to that question can be answered with one resounding word: Jesus. That's it for Matthew. And when you read back over those two chapters sometime in the future, I would encourage you to underline those names. And if you find any other ones, there might be a few others in there that I missed. Please let me know. Moving on to Luke's gospel, we see that he shows us even more detail about this shepherd Messiah king who was to come. Luke 1:31-33 says this, and this is the angel speaking to Mary. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." This word "great" means someone who has huge power or intensity, someone who holds a position of authority, someone who is mighty and strong. Jesus is great, for he is our great God and Savior. Son of the Most High. In the Old Testament, the name Most High was frequently used for God. It emphasized his might and his power, and that there was no one who was any higher because he was the Most High. And so this baby to which Mary would give birth, he would be known as the Son of the Most High. The angel also said in Luke 1:35, "The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.'" Now this phrase, "Holy One," was used of someone who was pure, someone who was set apart, someone who was sacred and blameless. And we know that Jesus was sinless, blameless, spotless. He was the Holy One of God. Son of God is a title for divinity, the name of one who is equal with God. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is the Son of God. Luke 2:11. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Savior is the name of someone who rescues, who delivers, who saves you from destruction. Jesus is the Savior of all men, for he will save his people from their sins. Lord is the name used for someone who is a master or someone who has absolute ownership of something. A Lord has power and authority. The angel didn't declare that Caesar was Lord. The angel didn't declare that Herod was Lord. The angel declared that Jesus is Lord. Luke 2:25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. This phrase, the consolation of Israel, was another term that the Jewish people used for their coming Messiah, and specifically for the one that would bring comfort, healing, and restoration. The Jews had experienced tremendous pain, judgment, and exile. And so the long-awaited comforter would come to heal and restore and revive all that had been lost. Jesus was the consolation of Israel, and Simeon had been waiting to see him his whole life. Luke 2:28. Simeon uses three words to describe the king. And here he says, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Salvation means being delivered from the power of sin. Salvation means redemption. It means pardon and restoration and rescue. Salvation means being saved. And the eyes of Simeon saw Jesus as salvation. Simeon also saw Jesus as a light. Light allows you to see. It illuminates the darkness. Simeon was holding the one who in the beginning said, Let there be light. For Jesus is the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Simeon also saw Jesus as glory. Glory is the beauty, power, and honor of God's character. The glory of God is beyond our ability to understand, for it is God's splendor, God's brightness, and God's majesty. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. And Simeon held that glory in his arms. This is quite a collection of names. And I know I missed a few. If the only Bible you had was limited to these four chapters, Matthew 1 and 2, Luke 1 and 2, you could still know the good news of the gospel and the name that is above every other name. Personally, I find this list to be overwhelming. And it is only the beginning of the ways in which we can try to describe the one who is undescribable. I find great joy in pondering these names of my King. And I find rest in the promise that the angel gave to Mary when he said, You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. And so today, as we celebrate Christmas, let's not miss the meaning or the Messiah that we are celebrating. Linus had it right. Jesus is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And he is so much more than a cute little baby in a manger. For this Jesus is the King of Kings.